With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Officials say a massive earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has claimed the lives of at least 610 people now, injuring more than 1,300. Authorities fear the numbers will likely increase. President Trump denies that he is a dictator. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President declared that he has unlimited executive power.
I would have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the president of the United States.
But in the same meeting, he insisted that his anti-crime efforts don't make him a dictator.
So a lot of people say, you know, if that's the case, I'd rather have a dictator. But I'm not a dictator. I just know how to stop crime.
Donald Trump has pushed the boundaries of presidential power during his second term through nearly 200 executive orders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Beginning to look like the FBI had a great reason to reopen the probe into former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That after former President Joe Biden's Justice Department shut down an initial probe.
On hotair.com, Ed Morrissey reports, quote, a mole working from an unidentified spy agency provided evidence that Bolton had used unclassified systems to transmit classified data, mainly as a means to gather material for the book he published over the objections of the U.S. intel services. The New York Times reported, quote, the United States gathered data from an adversary country's spy service, including emails with sensitive information that Mr. Bolton, while still working for the first Trump administration, appeared to have sent to people close to him on an unclassified system. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani recovering from injuries following a weekend car accident in New Hampshire. Police say a rental car driven by an assistant of Giuliani's was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman. Giuliani was taken to a nearby hospital with a number of minor injuries. This is SRN News. A troubling report from the United Nations, and it concerns sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Premarak tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in Maine not to resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuits against the Trump team plays out. That decision against Maine Family Planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the United States must continue to be reimbursed. This is SRN News. Last week's Minnesota school shooting prompting a national discourse about prayer and gun safety. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent emphasizes the effectiveness of prayer.
God intervenes all the time to prevent harm. He protects the vulnerable and heals the sick. And he's always with people who are grieving and who seek him. And so I don't want anybody to think as a result of this, well, prayer doesn't make any difference.
Senator Talent says negative comments about prayer after the shooting follow a disturbing trend in public attitudes about Christians.
Up to the late 80s, the culture as a whole was positive towards Christianity. Then it was neutral for a generation. And now the commanding heights of the culture, which is left wing, has turned negative. And you do see that in a lot of ways.
More details at srnnews.com.